Welcome to Pleasant Ridge Today, the official podcast of Pleasant Ridge Waldorf School in Viroqua, Wisconsin. I'm Robin Kotke.
And I'm David Levin. Robin, welcome. Lots to talk about this week. What do you want to start with?
First, I want to talk about last week's assembly, where we observed Martin Luther King Day and Three Kings Day, otherwise known as Epiphany. I want to give a shout out to Dodie Whitaker for leading our community in Lift Every Voice. Beautiful. She then called her dad, Calvin Morris, up, who led us in We Shall Overcome. I don't believe that there was a dry eye in the house. Thanks, Dodie. Thanks, Calvin.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Oh, snow days, two in a row. Great time for impromptu play dates, pajama days, muffin making, scrambling to find childcare. How did it go for you, David?
Yeah, not too bad. I mean, I work at home, so it's not too disruptive. The kids are old enough now, they can pretty much fend for themselves. It was crazy though, man, missing that forecast like that. That was amazing.
Right, all that hype and then no snow. The second day made up for it. It sure is beautiful out there. And I do know what you weren't doing during the snow days.
And what is that?
Snow removal at the school.
Oh, right.
You got your wish for more snow just so you could revel in not having to.
Right, that's so great. Thank you. You know, I'd forgotten about it. And that's actually a great illustration of the benefit of this. I literally hadn't even thought about it. In the past, when the snow came, I'd always be like, oh, crap, I got to go shovel. Didn't even enter my mind. Thank you, school.
Yes, thank you, Brian, the nice fellow who is doing the snow removal for us. If you see him around, please give him a high five or a big thank you. Just a reminder, there are many ways to get the news when school is delayed or canceled. Check out the News 8000 website out of La Crosse. Here you can also sign up for text alerts. I get those. Those are so helpful. Generally, there is a listing of the schools that are closed on that website, and we are aware that there was a glitch the last few weeks where folks were getting text alerts, but the school was not showing up on the page. And one of the things to keep in mind that if that happens, know that if Viroqua Area Schools or Youth Initiative is listed, then you can be pretty sure that Pleasant Ridge is also delayed or canceled. Another way to find out is to phone the school. We update the voicemail about those delays and closures. You can also check Facebook. And I think that covers it.
We get alerts via email also. Great. I think you can sign up for that via the News 8000 website too.
Oh, sure. Okay, parent-child classes begin the week of January 29th. There are still a few spots open to join this session. I believe there are some spots on Tuesday. Classes are Tuesday and Wednesday for a nine-week session from 8:45 to 10:45, and cost is $135 for the nine-week session. I cannot recommend this class highly enough. It's a really great introduction to Waldorf education. It's a great place to meet friends, and it's just a fun class. Lucy and I still sing songs that we learned from Miss Martha in that class, and check it out. You can contact Jordan Bruda's enrollment coordinator for more information. Wednesday, January 30th at 5:30, first grade readiness parent meeting is to be hosted by the kindergarten teachers Shannon Landis and Marinella Pro at the Landmark Center. Marinella and Shannon will share insight regarding developmental milestones and markers for readiness. They'll also offer anticipatory guidance and what to expect as our children prepare to cross over the Rainbow Bridge into the grades. All are welcome, even if first grade is still a ways off for your child. That's Wednesday, January 30th at 5:30.
Do they have to register for that?
No need to register for that one. All right, so next up, we have our next assembly is Friday, February 1st. This assembly is the culmination of our Korean friends' visit, after which most will be headed back home. Each year, the children are so excited to share skits and musical numbers with one another and with us, and often tokens of their appreciation. You can bet that hilarity will ensue, and tears will undoubtedly be shed as we bid one another farewell. Happens every time.
Yeah, it's a lovely thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, join Youth Initiative High School for their 22nd annual Candlemas dinner on February 2nd at the Rooted Spoon Cafe. Gourmet four-course meal and wine is included with the meal. This is a fundraiser for Youth Initiative put on by the students. It's really a lovely event. You can reserve your tickets early online at yihs.net. and doors open at 6 o'clock p.m.
Are you going?
I'm definitely going. My nephew's there. My niece will soon be there. So many Pleasant Ridge alumni. It's a no-brainer for me. I like to support it.
We'll probably see you there.
Okay. This is another thing that really should not be missed. I'm sure that most of you are familiar with Kim John Payne, who authored Soul of Discipline and also Simplicity Parenting. This guy has changed our lives.
Oh, ours too, for sure.
Upcoming is a free discipline and guidance workshop that is through, and it's online, it's through the Simplicity Parenting Institute. We had Kim John Payne come visit 2 years ago now.
I think two.
And the title of this free workshop is Why Does Everything Have to Be So Hard? Or What to Do When Things Get Weird.
That makes me laugh.
It makes me laugh too, because, you know, even though I've read both of his books, things continue to be hard sometimes and weird. And so I'm always excited to hear what bits of knowledge he has to share, especially as my children get older and things change and we're just always, it seems like we're always navigating new territory with them.
Absolutely. And by the way, full disclosure, I am on Kim's team, so I'm participating in this workshop. You'll see me on the video if you tune in for it. But anyway, it does start on February 5th. That's a Tuesday. It's free and open to everybody. The videos are pre-recorded, so you don't have to be available at a particular time. You can watch them whenever you want. We also have a couple of clips up available on Facebook now, sort of in the interim on the topic of discipline and guidance. The first one is on how to get, you know, your kids to listen to you. The other one's on dealing with interruptions. Just practical little 2-minute clips available. Really nice, actually. And there's links from those clips to the registration page. You can find those clips on the Simplicity Parenting Facebook page. Also, one of them at least, maybe both, on the Pleasant Ridge Facebook page. So check those clips out in the meantime, and then just register, and we hope to see you in the workshop.
Great. I registered this morning. I'm really excited about this. We've also talked about doing some community conversations around this. Our own Marinella Pro is a Simplicity Parent facilitator, and we would like to invite others. We'll keep you posted about events where we can get together and talk about what we're learning. Well, that's all I have for now. Except I do think that you all should mark your calendars. Screen Free Week is coming up in February, and we are going to be hosting a family square dance on February 10th from 4 to 5:30 in the gym. And this is the kickoff event for Screen Free Week, which is hosted by McIntosh Memorial Library here in Viroqua, Viroqua Area Schools, Pleasant Ridge, and also the homeschool group.
Nice.
Yeah, those are so fun. Saturday, February 9th, there's a kindergarten morning. If you're thinking about having your child begin kindergarten next year, or you know others who are thinking about it, please come check this out. Registration is required. It's going to be 10 to noon. You can visit the kindergarten with your child. And then there is also some time during that kindergarten morning where parents will meet separately with a kindergarten teacher while outdoor childcare is provided. Come check out the magic of the Waldorf Kindergarten. There's really nothing like it. If you need more information, you can contact Jordan Brudos at enrollment@pleasantridgewaldorf.org. You can check it out on our website, but spots do fill up, so please be sure to register.
Can they contact her other than via email? Can they just come to the school or call?
Oh, absolutely. You're more than welcome to stop in and say hello. If you can't make that one on Saturday, February 9th, there is also Saturday, April 6th. Also 10 to noon. And then if for some reason those don't work, when we were moving from Chicago, those kindergarten morning dates didn't work for us. Certainly Jordan and the teachers can arrange another time for you to come and visit the classroom. So keep that in mind too. That was what sealed the deal for us. Kindergarten mornings at Pleasant Ridge.
Lovely. All right. So that's it for this week.
Great. Thanks, David. Thanks for listening all.
Thanks, Robin. Thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you next week.